Our next case for argument is 22-1127, Kinetic v. Samsung. How do I say your name, counsel?
Beam.
Beam?
Yes.
Beam, please proceed.
Thank you, Your Honor. May it please the court, my name is Edward Beam of Armstrong Teasdale on behalf of Appellant Kinetic Incorporated. This court has made clear that evidence of motion to combine and expectation of success are separate legal requirements. It is not enough for Samsung to have shown that a skilled artisan would have been persuaded to combine the Lejama and Tasaki references. Appellee also had to show that a skilled artisan would have reasonably expected to achieve success in the combination. This court requires an expert to explain how and why the skilled artisan would have a reasonable expectation of success in combining the asserted references.
So we're all clear, because some of your briefs sounded like you were pushing back on the motivation to combine aspect, but we're all clear that that wasn't part of the remand, right?
Yeah, I believe the only question on remand.
Yeah, because it sounds, I know the two are cousins, so it's hard to differentiate, but to be clear, motivation to combine was already affirmed.
Yes. The appellee's expert, Dr. Obaut, offered no such testimony as to the reasonable expectation of success, and the appellee's focus on the person of ordinary skills in the art, to their ability to write software code, is really a red herring. Appellees also cite Fornar for the proposition that...
Why is that a red herring?
Because simply being able to write code doesn't have anything to do with how a system or function is incorporated.
He says it would be easy to combine them. It's just a question of writing some code.
Right, but that statement really reflects a desired outcome, not how such an outcome would be achieved.
Well, the outcome would be achieved through some code, right? It would be different if you had said, there isn't code that's capable of doing this or something, but if you have an algorithm and you have an expert that says this is simple, relatively simple tech, and all it would take would be, generating some code. I mean, granted, his paragraph is brief, but there doesn't seem to be any significant complexity to the technology here. And he says all it would take is a little bit of code and then it would be done.
And I'll just add to that before you respond. And your expert didn't really refute that. You had an expert. Your expert could have gone into why this isn't easy or simple, etc.
Well, our expert did testify at least to more forcefully to the motion, the beginning of this analysis, that both references were incompatibly combined. They couldn't be combined. They were in opposite. So I don't think you even get to a reasonable expectation of success. But as to reasonable expectation of success, the one paragraph that they cite, you're changing the software code such that orientation is only detected, and that orientation relies on the substantially stationary aspect. That, I think, is a function that is not explained and that you just don't somehow code over. Simple coding may be a one or a zero, an on or off, but this is not a turning off, turning on scenario. This is
Did you have expert testimony that went through and parsed this and showed why this was not a simple thing? It seems to me you're not disputing what they're saying. You're just saying this isn't simple or straightforward. And did you have an expert explaining why not?
Our expert, I could get evidence of, throughout the argument, our expert has talked about how software or the algorithms itself between determining fast and slow motion, that's all very complex. The 106 patent itself is replete with examples of complex algorithms. How to understand, what motion is fast, what motion is slow. How do you infer, which is the heart of the patent, how do you infer between different types of motions, and how do you then have a command?
So where did your expert say that, what you're saying now?
During rebuttal, I'll point out to where the expert goes through sort of where he points to it, but the teachings that the...
I've got it, actually, it's at 1784 through 1788, I think, if I'm correct. I mean, part of this is and I'm not seeing it. Part of it is motion to combine, which is not before us, and I'm really not seeing it. So, fine. You want to look at it during the battle line.
But I think, again, it's a slippery slope if we just allow that a simple commentary, that some sort of simple modification for which no one has ever explained, there's no testimony of what, quote, simple modification of software could even mean.
Well, your point is that it's much more complicated than their experts said it was, but the problem is you're a lawyer. It's interesting to hear from you, but you're not an expert in this. You needed an expert to say, no, it's not so simple.
Yeah, but that would be our burden. Their burden is to show how the combination would occur, even though it's, quote, simple.
No, their burden is to show there's a reasonable expectation of success with regard to the combination. And if their expert comes in and says, oh, this would be simple to achieve, a little bit of code could be written, it could be done, he's an expert, that's a question of fact, ultimately. I mean, how do we on appeal flip that?
Well, it becomes a slippery slope if anyone, for example, in just a simple software, this is not a software patent, but if you had a software patent and someone, an expert, could just say, you know, the modification would be really simple to do. Well, how would you do the modification? Do you provide
any? Yeah, but this is beyond that. It's not long. It doesn't go on through pages, but it's quite specific and enough sort of to sort of shift at least the burden of production to you to say what the problem is. I mean, you're right. If he had just said, this is a simple modification, then maybe it would have been more unfair for your expert to have to figure out what the heck he was talking about. But it's clear what he's talking about.
Well, our expert does still contend that the references were, you know, inopposite. They did not pair together. And again, I'll get that citation. But that's because he didn't believe there was even a motivation to combine. I don't think he necessarily needed to get to specific proof on.
Yeah, but isn't that the problem though, in terms of the structure and the posture of our case, where we're already past the motivation to combine and we're looking exclusively at reasonable expectation of success? So that's right. The central focus. So we're looking for what their expert said and what your expert said on that point.
Right, and we don't believe they even met the burden from their expert to show that how the combination would have occurred. Again, we believe that he's described a desired outcome. I think it's simple to have these two things
joined
together.
What do you have to do, write the code?
No, you have to provide some basis for which the code could be written. I mean, code just expresses that which we want the outcome to be, right? And if he had said, well, if you look at the flowchart in this piece of art, if you look at how this mechanism works here, if they had pointed to something and said, then the code is modeled on that function, that's sufficient. But here it's just a simple modification creates this outcome.
And we're on a substantial evidence review here, right?
Correct, yes.
And so the board clearly the burdens have to be assigned appropriately, and that's a legal question. But beyond that, I mean, if the board said there was enough, this is clean enough to us, so then look to your expert to say what the problem is with what that expert said, and there's nothing there, we're supposed to, we've got a differential standard of review in that regard, right?
But what I think the board tended to really go far afield and search, frankly, for the how. They went to the patent, they dug around and looked for other things outside of what their expert said. So the board draws their conclusion of the how, not just based on
their expert. Well, it's not an extraordinary search for the board to look to the patent to answer its questions. That's not,
no, but they look to our patent, though. And our patent would shows the how, right? Our patent says, here's an equation for absolute, you know, how you find absolute gravity or motion versus gravity, how you find orientation. We have very specific graphs, flow charts, very scientific ways of figuring out very complex motion and figuring out what those things mean. Again, pointing to ours.
Yeah, but that wasn't the issue in connection with the combination. That was already in the Linjama reference.
I'm sorry.
It was already in the Linjama reference. We're past that.
Correct, but in this case, the expert's trying to take a teaching from Tosaki and change Linjama in a certain way. And again, he says if you just simply change the code, you put the, you know, 1 + 1 equals my outcome. But it just he doesn't explain how Tasaki would fit or modify. How would it modify? How would you do it? How point to something within Tasaki that says, this is how I would modify the detecting of the substantially stationary field that the device is seeing.
Where in the board's decision was it relying on your patent? Because I'm looking at it now, and I'm looking at their citations to what the experts were talking about.
I'll grab you that citation. Okay, I reserve the rest of my time if there's no other questions.
Okay, thank you very much. Is it Bansal?
Yes.
Mr. Bansal, please proceed.
Good morning, Your Honors. May it please the Court. Let me start with Judge Dyke's question and his observation that Linjama already establishes that the mobile terminal can detect orientation, and it can detect fast motion, and it can detect slow motion. So the expectation of success inquiry here concerns only the change that is being made to Linjama's gesture detector. And that's a simple software change. Instead of detecting orientation all the time, the gesture detector is modified to detect orientation only during slow motion. In basic programming terms, this is like writing a software function, if X, then Y. If slow motion, then detect orientation. Dr. Abaud testified on appendix page 812, paragraph 154, and as the board found on appendix pages 16 through 18, a skilled artisan with 2 years of experience in motion sensing technology and a bachelor's degree in electrical or computer engineering would find making such a change simple and straightforward. His testimony is substantial evidence for the board's factual finding of a reasonable expectation of success. Unless Your Honors have any further questions, I will give the court back its time.
Okay, thank you, counsel. Mr. Beam, you have your rebuttal time.
I didn't give you much time to look for all your
That was fine, Your Honor. Appendix 8 is when they begin to start talking about the specification of the 106. And,
I mean, I take you at your word, but I understood you to say that the board relied heavily on your own patent, how you did it, and I'm just not finding it in what the board said, so I'm missing.
Oh, I'm sorry, Appendix 18. Yeah. So we are persuaded that the simple modifications of the software code for gesture detection is at least as clear as in the 106 with respect to software. And it just doesn't seem to make sense. The 106 is not a software.
Where are you looking on the page?
I'm sorry. The first paragraph?
Further, we are persuaded that simple modifications is at least as clear. So they were comparing it to the 106.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. And my argument would be...
Which is appropriate, right?
Which is appropriate, but the 106 also includes functionality. I mean, an immense functionality. And it's not a software. There isn't a software. Where does the software come from? So our client had a software application that was on a mobile device. How do you achieve that application? Well, you write software. How do you write software to engage and operate in the way that the patent would like you to? You read the 106 and you take those equations and functions and translate them into software code. Simple changes.
What about the equations and functions necessary to make the combination?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Those are not the software functions that are necessary to make the combination. They're already there in Linjama.
But there it is pointing out where in how you would modify. And there's a question of frankly whether or not they're frankly disclosed in Linjama Tasaki sufficiently. But that said, if what in Linjama is what would you change? How would you do it? Any point to anything about how, other than just it's a simple change. Again, I think this provides a very slippery slope moving forward. If an expert can just come in and say, you know, for this aspect, we're just going to make it up. You know, I believe as an expert that this is a very simple thing to change. I can add 1 plus 1 equals 2. And if it's a 1 or 0...
You keep saying simple thing to change as though he didn't specify how to change it. He said the simple modification would have been made to the software code for gesture detection 16, such the orientation, and he goes on to finish the sentence. That's different from an expert, I grant you. If the expert just said, oh, it would have been simple. Full stop. That would be really problematic and very conclusory. But instead he says it's a simple software modification, and he goes on and explains what the modification would be functionally, and there's just nothing on the other side that suggests that wouldn't be just as simple to code as he says it would be. So, and it's substantial evidence.
But it is what you want the outcome to be, not how you would ever achieve the outcome. Again, this is not a, this is, I mean, it, and again, we don't really have a definition for what substantially stationary is, but that still is including motion. That's still trying to inference motion.
But this is all attorney.
You get it. You got it. Go for it. Same thing.
It's all attorney argument. And I'm sorry, the board is, it's fair for the board to say we've got one expert and we understand what he's saying. It's not conclusory. And what does your expert have to say about why he's wrong? It's not enough for you to get up before an appellate panel and give your view about what the deficiencies are.
My rebuttal to that would simply be that that was not our burden. They didn't provide enough evidence to support the reasonable expectation of success.
And on a substantial evidence review, we're supposed to apply.
Okay, I thank you, Mr. Bean. Thank you, Mr. Bansal. This case is taken under submission.